It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Before we get into our story, get a load of Fence Builder McGee.
Say, McGee, what are you using that pencil and paper for?
I'm glad you asked that, kiddo. I was just getting ready to draw me a few plans for a fence I'm going to build.
I shouldn't wonder after that last one you put together. Some fence. You just forgot to include the gate, that's all.
Live and learn, I always say. I guess you got to make plans, though, if you want to get a thing done right.
Well, now, dearie, isn't that especially true when it comes to life insurance?
You're doggone right it is. That's why, folks, the Prudential's famous dollar guide is just about the best friend a man ever had. This little device helps you see right off how much your family will need to get along on if you're no longer here. How much for groceries, clothing, a roof over their heads, and a college education for the kids. Yeah, and how much money you'll need to retire on.
Well, tell the folks how easy it is to get the dollar guide.
Just call your Prudential agent and ask him to bring over a helpful dollar guide. He'll show you quicker than a wink how you can guarantee your family the kind of future you've always wanted them to have.
Mr. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista and his next-door neighbor, Mr. Nelson, are discussing the traffic safety slogan contest which the Chamber of Commerce is conducting.
And I didn't realize till last night that the contest is closing today at 10 a.m., Les. I almost missed it.
Well, I guess quite a lot of people entered it because they
That's where Molly is right now. She rushed downtown to turn in the winning entry at the Chamber of Commerce. Mine, of course.
Well, I got me a little old slogan in there, too, but I don't much expect to win anything. You really think you're going to win, huh?
Les, I don't enter a contest unless I expect to win it.
That's a good way.
During the past year, I entered some 36 or 37 contests, and I expected to win every single one of them.
Well, how did you make out?
Didn't win a thing. So naturally, that makes me a cinch to knock off this one on the law of averages alone. I don't see how I can miss.
By golly, I gotta admire you, Mr. McGee. I don't know just what you got, but if you could bottle it, you'd make a pile of money.
Yep.
I'd buy the giant economy size myself.
Well, it just takes experience, that's all, these contests. I sat down with this traffic safety contest last night, and I says to myself, I says, all right, I says, let's figure this out scientific.
Scientific?
Yep. What do car owners do with their car wrong, I says to myself, that causes the most accidents, I says, and it came to me like a flash.
Well, what was it?
They let their wives use them.
Oh.
In 2 minutes, I had me a slogan all wrote out. It went, if you want to keep us all alive, don't let the little woman drive. Please keep her out from behind the wheel until our wounds have time to heal.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But, say, that slogan could get you in plenty of trouble. I hope you tore that one up.
No, my wife did. You see, I got a real serious problem with Molly's driving, Les. Since the 1st of October, just 2 months, mind you, we've got 6 big dents in our car.
Gee, that is bad.
Yeah, the problem is I'm the guy that put them there. All 6 of them. So you can see when I start talking about women drivers, it's a kind of an awkward situation.
Well, sir, I can see how a conversation like that could take kind of an odd turn. Yes? Say, you folks must have worked pretty late on that contest last night, didn't you? Your lights
3 a.m. We must have knocked out 500 slogans, with me thinking them up and Molly writing them down. Boy, was she tired. They all started to look alike about 1:30. You know how it is.
Well, they must have sounded alike, too.
Yeah, Molly was just wore out. But we kept at it till I got the right one. You say you sent one in, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. It just kind of sort of hit me one day. I wrote it down and sent it in. Dr. Gamble, he thought it was kind of good, he said.
That's the kiss of death.
I was driving down Oak Street behind a couple of road hogs, and all at once the slogan hit me. It goes, keep traffic moving at any cost. He who hesitates is lost.
Yeah, that's cute, Les. Very amusing, yeah. Not really contest material, of course, but cute. Oh, do you have to go?
Yeah. Well, I told Sally you wouldn't like it, but she wanted me to tell you anyhow. He won't like it, Sally, I said. He's in a contest himself, and anything he didn't make up, he won't like, I said. Because he... Oh, hello, Ms. McGee.
Hello, Lester.
Goodbye, Mr. McGee.
Well, it's me, McGee. I'm back.
Oh, good. Did you drop it off okay to the Chamber of Commerce, my traffic slogan? Did you make it in time?
The answer to all four questions is yes.
Oh, what'd he say? What'd he say? What'd he say?
Well, I said, I'm Mrs. McGee with my husband's slogan for your traffic safety contest.
Yeah, yeah.
The one he noticed in the paper last night just before we went to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, oh, you poor woman. Up all night, were you? And I said, you don't know the half of it, mister. When my husband...
Oh, come on, Molly. You know what I mean. When he read the slogan, what'd he say?
Nothing.
Nothing? A terrific slogan like that?
He didn't read the slogan. He just dropped the envelope in the box with the other entries.
Oh.
They're going to announce the winner on the 3 o'clock newscast this afternoon. WVIS.
Well, it won't take long to pick the winner once they read that slogan of mine, kiddo. I'll knock off that 25-buck prize and buy it. Oh, my gosh.
Now what?
Oh, for gee whiz, why didn't I think of this before? We could have won 50 bucks just as easy as 25.
How? First prize is $25, and that's all.
Yeah, but if I'd only thought to write my slogan down twice and send it in under two different names, because the rules say that in case of a tie, duplicate prizes will be given out. And I can't lose with that slogan of mine, so why didn't I...
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
It's dependable, C. So dependable, A. As dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Hello, folks. This is Vaughn Monroe. It's my experience that you can depend on RCA Victor to give you the most important improvements in television. Improvements such as the new EZC VHF tuning dial. Now, king-size numbers slant up to meet your eyes. No longer do you have to bend over to see them. And gone are the days when you have to fumble to find the channel you want. The new EZC tuning dial is one of the many exciting features in the new RCA Victor television sets. And remember,
every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Hey, Molly, I just phoned Wally Wimple and told him to tune in the newscast and hear my name announced. Oh, what you lying down for? You feel all right?
Oh, yeah, just a little tired for some reason or other.
Could be that 3 hours sleep you got last night.
Yeah, or maybe the 5 hours sleep I didn't get.
Now, you'll perk up when you hear that newscast and they call my name out as one. Hey, what time is it? You know, is it time for the what?
Relax, dearie. It's just a little after two.
After two? Whew, boy, I've been so hopped up about this slogan contest, I clear forgot about lunch. Now, don't get up. Just tell me what I'm not supposed to touch in the refrigerator, and I'll put everything else in a sandwich for myself, and because I'm a...
Never mind. I'll fix it for you. You go see who's at the door, and I'll fix it.
Okay, I'll get it. Uh-oh. That's Doc Gamble. Better not mention food while he's here, because I can eat everything in that refrigerator myself, and if he starts it... Well, if it isn't our closest and largest friend, Dr. Gamble, I'd ask you in, George.
Hi, but... McGee. Just stopped by to wish you luck on the traffic slogan contest.
Oh, thanks, Doc, you old man. Call again anytime you're fast.
I was having lunch at Walt's Malt Shop a while ago. Ran into the old-timer. Told me you entered the contest.
Oh, you already had your... Well, come in, Broadbeam. You were having lunch, you say, at Walt's.
Yeah, the waitress had just set my steak down when the old-timer came in.
Let me have your hat, boy, and your satchel.
Well, thanks.
I was just about to have lunch myself. Molly's in the kitchen fixing it now. Too bad you just come from Walt's, or I'd invite you to join me, but since you've already ate...
Who said I ate?
Well, you said the waitress put a big juicy steak down in front of you and...
Sure, and just as I was about to make the first incision, the phone rang. Emergency at the hospital. Had to rush out without a bite.
Who is it, McGee?
Doc Gamble. Split that lunch two ways.
Another cookie, Doctor? There's plenty.
No, thanks, Molly. I've had...
Like I say, Doc, I had a million ideas for slogans, all of them good. So I merely picked out the best one, and Molly turned it in for me this morning. You'll see the kind of slogan writing that wins contests when they... Oh, my gosh, the radio, Molly. Quick, turn on the radio.
All right, McGee. Don't panic.
Oh, gee whiz, it's 3 o'clock. They're going to announce it at 3 o'clock. And
as a matter of fact, everybody loves Short's canned root beer. So pick up a few cases of Short's canned root beer at your nearest Short's canned root beer dealer today. Don't let unexpected guests drop in and catch you without Shorts.
Could be a crisis.
Now for the news.
Listen now.
First, on the local scene. The Wistful Vista Chamber of Commerce today has chosen the winning slogan in their traffic safety campaign, and Mr. Fibber McGee of 79 Wistful Vista has won himself $25.
Yay! What did I tell you?
Ah, fine, McGee.
Scrawled on a small piece of paper and very difficult to read. Ooh. But the judges finally made it out, and you'll be seeing it on windshield stickers all over town. Mr. McGee's winning entry says, "Don't forget, politeness pays every time." Now, I'm sure we all agree.
What was that?
That's not what the old timer told me. He said your slogan was, "If you watch where you're going and watch where you've been, think of the accidents you won't be in. So drive careful and watch it."
Or better still, stay home. Yeah, that was his slogan.
Well, yeah, but I don't know.
I cannot understand how this...
Hey, what happened to the lights? And the radio? They're out.
Oh, my goodness. That explains it.
Huh?
That's it. That's where they got "Don't forget, politeness pays every time."
What are you talking about, Molly?
Well, you remember how sleepy I was when we finally decided which part of which slogan to submit?
Yeah, but I don't see what...
Well, by mistake, instead of putting the slogan in the envelope on the way downtown, I put in a little note I had scribbled for myself this morning about the mess we're in with the electric company.
The electric company?
Yes. It said, "Don't forget the light mess. Pay every dime." How they ever got "Don't forget, politeness pays every time" out of that, I'll never know, but I was terribly tired at the time.
Oh, this is scandalous. Come on, kiddo, give me the keys to the car. I better get downtown.
To tell them their mistake?
No, to get these lights turned back on again. People are going to be dropping by tonight to congratulate me, and it won't look good if a guy with my brains ain't got sense enough to pay his bills, so I better.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Isn't that an exciting promise? Well, it's true. Dial shampoo does give your hair that diamond sparkle look. A brighter, more appealing look you'll love. With Dial shampoo, you get loads of lanolated lather instantly. It cleanses every strand of your hair gently and thoroughly, leaves it ever so soft and ever so easy to manage. Get Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle. Until you do, you just can't imagine what a difference one shampooing can make.
Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo.
When I went in to pay the light bill, Molly, guess what? They'd heard of me down there. Yeah, I heard them announce my winning slogan on the radio a while ago.
Really? Mm-hmm. Impressed, were they?
Yep. Cashier says to me, "Don't forget, politeness pays every time." That's a swell slogan, she says.
It is, too.
"How did you ever think that up?" she says.
You didn't tell her.
Nope. I just gave her a mysterious smile and slowly walked away. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. With Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, Robert Easton as Les, and Jack Moyles as the radio announcer. This is John Wald advising you to be with us again tomorrow night when Mr. McGee collects his prize from the Chamber of Commerce for the great slogan he accidentally turned in. Good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.